Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 27,850 head will be offered, 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, and 9,600 weaned calves. For more details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to the website for information, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Well, cash cattle activity remains quiet today with packers and feeders. First priority, the major snowstorm, which has moved through most of the region over the last few hours. This has moved the focus away from trade negotiations early in the week as feeders dig out and packers focus on getting access to already committed cattle. Weather conditions are likely to delay active cash cattle trade to the last half of the week, although given the underlying support in futures and beef values, feeders are expected to aggressively price cattle in order to regain basis levels lost over the last couple of weeks. Firm follow-through support developing in hog futures has added increased optimism to the entire complex. April futures have continued to shift steadily higher, focusing on underlying support in pork values and the expectation that additional demand support will further develop across the rest of the complex. Pork and cold storage decreased once again in Monday's report, moving to a 10-year low as significant shifts continue to develop in pork belly cuts. Mixed trade in wheat markets with gains in Kansas City and Minneapolis, while Chicago slips lower, but all three retain Monday's gains. Spillover buying from soybeans and corn certainly supported wheat on Monday, but there also seemed to be some uneasiness from traders following the weekend civil unrest in Russia. Higher corn prices overnight with nearby contracts rallying more than deferred contracts as bull spreads stand out. More than anything, it's encouraging to see most contracts retaining Monday's strength and adding to it as price made new lows for the move only to close above Friday's settlement. A host of theories are being thrown around for the weakness Friday with some credible more credible than others. Mixed trade across the soy complex overnight with soybeans also featuring a bull spread bias as old crop contracts post gains and new crop contracts see small losses. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle down 20 cents, 116.52 yesterday. April up 42 at 122.95. March feeder cattle down 30, 143.85. April up 12 cents at 146.25. And February hogs up 70 cents at 70.62. Kansas City wheat, March up 14 cents, 627 and a quarter. May up 14 cents at 631. Chicago wheat, March up 14 cents, 648 and a half. May up 13 cents at 649. March corn up 11 cents, 511 and a half. May's up 11 and a quarter at 514 and a quarter. March soybeans up 31 and three quarters at 1343 and a half. May's up 31 cents at 1342 and three quarters. March cotton is up 77 cents at 82.33. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.